Hey guys, I just wanted to let you know that this podcast is presented by mybookie.ag and that if you use the promo code MATTEK, M-A-T-T-E-K, that you will get a 50% deposit bonus on your first deposit. And given that you are a listener to this podcast, I would assume you're relatively knowledgeable about sports, and I would trust you to try your edge on the online sportsbook. You can lay down some money and get in on the action at one of the safest online sportsbooks in the world. It's the only one that I am currently using. You can wager on all sorts of different outcomes on mybookie.ag, soccer, football, any major league, esports. You can even create your own player props, which is useful for me because if you know anything about me, I do enjoy a good player prop. So if you deposit using the promo code MATTEK, M-A-T-T-E-K, you get a 50% bonus when you deposit. And I will add this for listeners of the TakeCast. If you deposit using the promo code MATTEK and you send proof of it to me on Twitter, I will follow you on Twitter and you can have access to me via DMs whenever you want. That's the TakeCast bonus that I'm adding in association with the mybookie.ag deposit bonus. Now let's get back to the show.
All right, back after another break, guys. We have been doing our kicker research hard. We're really getting into all the kicker battles, and we're right now we're really trying to decide how to optimally finish our roster. What is our construction right now, Drew, and where do we want to end up?
So we currently have 2 quarterbacks, 6 running backs, 8 wide receivers, 2 tight ends, 1 defense special teams, and 2 kickers. And so we have 5 picks left, and I think what we're thinking is we need 1 wide receiver to get to 9, 2 running backs to get to 8, and then 1 defense or kicker to get 1 defense to get to 2, and then 1 defense or kicker to have 3 of one of those choices.
And go 2-2 at QB tight end, which I think is the move.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, we'll see if there's enough defenses and kickers that allow us to have a third. the way the draft has been going when we were so excited that everyone was taking defenses and kickers has led to there not being that many available. So we'll see what happens.
That Powell pick, in retrospect, was very critical.
Yeah, if we don't have Powell, I feel pretty...
I don't know. Now that I word it that way, I don't know how I feel about our team. Just being like that, Powell pick was.
No, I mean, okay. So if we take a second quarterback instead of Powell or whatever, you know, trash wide receiver you wanted, Leone, our fourth.
I voted for Powell.
We were all on Powell. That was consensus.
That was consensus. But we would be looking at a situation where like Jordan Wilkins was the guy we were hoping would be our injury fill-in.
So our running backs right now, our 6 running backs right now, to fill what we think is going to be 2 spots every week because we like our wide receiver depth, is Christian McCaffrey, Rex Burkhead, Marlon Mack, and Jordan Wilkins. So we've got both those indie backs, Bilal Powell and Javorius Allen.
Dude, both Powell and Javorius Allen are going to have like 3 to 4 games each where they have...
Yeah, they'll be startable.
They're just startable purely off catches.
Darnold went.
Yeah, so as long as we get like 13, 14 productive weeks from McCaffrey, I think we're totally fine.
So we just need like...
McCaffrey's health.
Yeah, we just need the scat back to hold up.
Yeah.
But we do even obviously health of your first round pick.
Drew, get LeGarrette Blount off of the queue.
Yeah. Jeez.
I can't.
Fine.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm sweating Alfred Morris right now. I really am. I feel like it's such a big – that would be like such a good pick.
I don't know. I don't know if we'll get him. So
can we talk about Alfred Morris for a second? Like, what about – is he definitely better than Spencer Ware?
I see. I actually think because Ware would be so – like such the nut RB if anything happened to Hunt that I actually would prefer to take the fact that he probably doesn't have much standalone value to taking Alf.
So my preference would be Ware over Alf if they both got...
I feel like we should take one guy with some modicum of standalone value, but if you guys disagree...
But here's the thing. Alfred Morris is at best splitting carries
with Breida and McKinnon.
All right, you're right. Fuck Alfred Morris. You know, that was like a good 10 minutes I was on his team.
It's just like Alfred Morris is like a weekly management guy. It's like a guy you take.
That's fine. We're done with Alfred. That's fine. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Cincinnati.
What if this is the year CJ Procise happens? I can't believe Hines is still there, and I don't think we can take three Indy backs, but no. It pisses me off.
It is like insane that Hines was like a 12th round pick like 2 weeks ago, and then he fumbled in the preseason, and now no one likes him.
There are only eight. There are only eight defenses left.
Don't worry.
Spencer Ware has just gone.
No, dude. Like, oh.
The funny thing is, like, you can't even take, like, I wonder if this defense will earn the job.
Can we take a CFL defense?
Dude, like, honestly, though, if you're in that room, aren't you all going, let's make sure they don't...
Yeah, you all... No, because like, then you make it an 11-team league.
Collusion.
You make like, it...
I would feel much better if this was an online draft for everyone.
Seven defenses are...
Guys.
Oh, my God.
We're 11 picks away.
All right, this is the first time I've actually been nervous. You guys have been panicking early. I'm panicking now, I'll say.
No, just like, Drew, like, how would you feel if you footed the bill for this and, like, legitimately it's a dead team?
I don't think it's that dead.
It wouldn't be dead, Davis.
You have 1 week where you have zero at defense, and then all the other weeks, you get something.
Do you, though? Like, the scoring is so flat.
That helps you, though. Well, I guess not, because whenever a defense goes off, somebody else is
good. All right, so a pick was made that was not a defense. We have 10.
Yeah, Jermaine Kearse, baby.
10 more picks, 7 defenses available.
Oh, we got this. We got this. Easy. Buffalo Bills. Tre'Davious White, Poyer, Hyde, that's secondary.
You know what? Poyer's like actually like one of like my favorite guys to watch. I like him.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. Him and Micah Hyde, they're fun.
Where's your Bills optimism at right now, Leone?
4-12.
Oh, man. How much is Leone going to be in that first good Josh Allen game, though?
Another non-defense is gone.
It's not going to happen, Davis.
We are 9 picks away.
Nick Vanette, another Danny Amendola.
God, we're golden.
Buffalo.
Buffalo is gone. We're down to 6 defenses.
And 6 picks? Or 7 picks? 6 picks.
Seven picks.
So we need 2 non-defensive picks. Can we take one of these placeholder defenses?
Okay, guys, I'm here to confirm that the earlier recordings, both the first 10 rounds.
Frank Gore has gone. I think we are almost guaranteed a defense now.
Almost guaranteed and guaranteed are like literally opposites.
Oh, God.
Almost guaranteed means not guaranteed.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh, Washington off the board.
We're in trouble now. Five picks right, kill
so
us.
49ers is the pick, right? Or is
I think
the
so.
Jets. The Jets.
The Jets.
Yeah. No. It's definitely the 49ers.
All right, we're guaranteed to
do it. Oh, so much for Rosas.
Oh my God.
So are we taking odd. Are we taking a defense and then another kicker? Or are we going Alf? Or are we going
I thought we talked ourselves off of it.
Well, Ware's gone.
Well, Ware's gone. But
we were just talking Ware better than Alf. I don't think necessarily that means Alf out. I think we do not go running back yet. I think we go either kicker. Yeah, I think we might.
You think we go Jason Sanders?
I feel like we should be taking a freaking running back.
Yeah, okay. I don't mind taking like pro size here.
What about are the Connor Kelly guys still there? Or are they gone?
No, they're
Connor,
gone.
Connor is gone. Okay. Kelly's gone.
Kelly's gone.
Okay, you're right.
The running back pool is now officially.
Edmonds is. Oh my God! No.
I refuse to have LeGarrette Blount.
Rod Smith.
Rod Smith is yes. Yeah, Rod Smith, very good pick. He is confirmed to be officially the handcuff now. It's like not up for debate.
Is Ballage any good?
Ballage never even led his own college team in rushing. Like, isn't that weird? And also, he played like the whole fourth preseason game.
Chase Edmonds is actually
okay. Like, so we're up. So we're taking a defense, which is San Francisco.
Yeah, hands down, but wait, Drew.
I'm waiting. What if we took two defenses?
I'd be fine.
I
thought we wanted a third kicker, though.
Okay, yeah. So I vote the Jets, but I'll leave it up to you guys.
I vote the Niners, so you've been outvoted.
Okay.
Niners.
Then it's like, you want to take a third kicker now, or do you want to take, like, what running back do you like most?
I like Procise the most, but it's very
Procise. I feel like Procise gets back to us,
and I just don't think he's like a league winner either. So I would rather take a non-league losing pick than take Procise.
See what like Rod Smith.
Take Sam Fran now, Drew, before you get on auto.
Yeah.
Draft.
Okay.
Okay, and then I vote kicker.
Do you want to take? I wouldn't mind grabbing Edmonds then as our.
Yeah.
Handcuff with a ton of upside, and then get Procise coming back, and then we're done with running back. And then,
you think Kent Nazaro might lose his job, Leone?
No, it sounds okay, but
is it, if we take a kicker, is it Hauschka or Sanders?
Sanders.
Hauschka.
Okay. I don't want football Siberia.
Sanders has a different bye. No, they all have the same bye week. We might have to take that Eddie Pinheiro guy. I think we take the running back and figure out the kicker.
Okay,
later.
Okay, that's fine. So, take Chase Edmonds.
Edmonds as the handcuff upside, and then we can get either Alf or CJ Procise as a guy with some standalone value.
Okay.
Daily Roto is a mostly proud sponsor of the TakeCast, a mostly sports podcast. TakeCast listeners can save 10% at Daily Roto with the promo code JANIS, JANIS. If you are playing on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto will help you improve your daily fantasy results this fall and save time in the process with lineup optimizers, ownership projections, fantasy projections, premium content, and much more. They have all the good stuff that you want to help you make money at sports betting and daily fantasy. Their new lineup optimizer will let you build optimal GPP teams with stacks based on their projections faster than I can punt money off betting on Peter Uihlein. Sure, you can play the guys that I recommend each week, but shouldn't you also get advice from a proven daily fantasy winner like Drew Dinkmeyer? Yes, I do have better hair than Drew, but I also have his cell phone number, and that makes me a winner almost as much as it makes him a winner of the DraftKings Millionaire Maker. And it's not just fantasy. They have tools to bet on player props, golf matchups, and a customizable NFL game simulator for this fall. Head over to dailyrodeo.com/premium and save 10% with promo code JANIS today. I actually think that the construction of the Arizona offense, Edmonds does have some standalone value just because I think they'll actually use DJ as a receiver more than people are projecting, like as a wide receiver.
Yeah, if we're reading between the lines, and I mean, we could take Sturgis and get the Chargers kicker.
I kind of lean that way because it's a different bye week.
And it's not like – I'll pull it – it's almost guaranteed. But he's got the job. Man, Tywan Taylor, this light's pretty good.
Fucking Inunua's still there.
Should I type you guys had us sweating for the second defense?
No. Yeah. Do not show any weakness.
No weakness. No weakness. I mean, this is going to be a podcast that the whole world listens to. Like anyone in this draft is going to be able to hear our exact thoughts as we were counting down.
I wanted that to just come from Drew. It signals that it comes from me. That's bullshit.
Wow, it says Dink. Wonder what does mine say when I type in?
I mean, I imagine it says at Davis Matic.
Why does yours say Dinkmeyer at Leonum?
Because it's Team Dinkmeyer. Can we change that team name to like Daily Roto? Yeah. Daily yeah. Rodeo, maybe?
No, please, no. Daily Rodeo?
No, absolutely not Daily Rodeo.
Call it the TakeCast team?
No, absolutely not. You're not getting free branding out of this.
Absolutely, I am.
this podcast is your free branding out of this.
So
imagine if I paid you guys.
We're at the point where I'm reading into Anthony Lynn coach speak on kickers. And I love it.
I think it's a good point. I think it's a good part of the draft. I think we're in a good spot.
Okay, so Sturgis, Procise, or Morris, is that what we're looking at?
I think so. Or Inunua. I think Inunua is clearly ahead of all the wide receivers.
Okay, let's take Inunua. Let's take Inunua if he's there.
I don't feel that way about the running backs.
Because I'll still take Jonathan Williams.
I'm just
kidding. Yeah, these receivers suck.
Some other wide receivers.
Big time.
Anunmu went. So yeah. I kind of regret not taking Anunmu last pick, but we're very thin at wide receiver or at running back.
Yeah.
Martavis Bryant's interesting because
Beasley in full PPR. You want someone with upside.
Yeah, Beasley's fine too, but Martavis, they traded Switzer and then they cut Griff Whalen.
Yeah, someone told me he still might get cut, but I don't know if that's true or not.
Martavis?
Yeah.
Well, he still has like the looming guillotine of a weed suspension, right?
Dude, who's the I guess this isn't probably a this year pick, but man, I like that Trent Taylor from San Francisco.
No, I actually think he could catch like 50 passes. That's a thing.
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. He's definitely not going to get picked. So that's there goes Beasley.
Beasley is like low key a great pick in these things. Like in what scenario does he see less than 100 targets? Like tell me the scenario where that happens. He's probably the cheapest 100 targets in all the draft.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Is Kirk just buried? Like, what's going on with
Kirk? So Kirk, they want him to play out of the slot, and because Larry Fitzgerald plays out of the slot, he's gotten kind of buried.
Yeah, so they're going to play Chad Williams or Bryce Butler out there.
Gotcha.
And then a lot of our boy Ricky Seals-Jones.
Oh, what about Jerron Brown?
I don't want to invest too much in Arizona other than DJ.
He's on Seattle.
That's Seattle.
Oh, that's right.
It's him and Lockett.
He's their third wide receiver.
I mean, Brandon Marshall probably has the biggest target share. Like, honestly.
It's him. You think so?
There goes Hauschka and Martavis.
If Brandon Marshall doesn't get cut, in what scenario do you see him being, like, an unused part of the offense? Like, if they determine that Brandon Marshall has juice left in his tank, he's better.
I don't know. You asked Drew. He did our week one projections and has him fourth, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine. He had nothing left in the Giants. I can't imagine.
But isn't it possible situation was just like this, like, giant mire of death and sadness?
I lost so much money on him putting up that goose egg week one.
That was so bad.
It was such the right play with the information at hand, too.
Other guys that are there, Taylor Gabriel has a role in an offense.
They think he's going to get cut. I think Jerron Brown's to play. Marshall.
Oh, okay.
I'm only saying if Marshall does make the 53, then I think for sure he's got a locked in role because you don't keep a guy like Brandon Marshall.
I would think he's going to get cut, though.
Yeah, like he just is like he's got like a weird attitude. Like, not that he's a bad guy, but just like he requires some attention.
Jerron Brown just went.
At a certain point, like.
We should have definitely taken the Anunmu last pick.
Jason Sanders just went too.
We're all right. Our receivers are stacked. We're going to be fine.
We do still have one starting kicker after on the
Albert
board.
Wilson.
I think he's going to give all his targets to Amendola.
I feel like at that point I'd rather just take a chance on Kirk. Like,
I don't really see a ton of upside with Kirk. Bad offense, he's got like this very.
I just like every like I know this is like groupthink, but every projection site I check, you know, Kirk is definitely the top guy of what's left. Like maybe they're all wrong, but.
Yeah, they just haven't found a way if they're only going to play him in the slot. If they're going to play him outside, he's fine. I mean, Bryce Butler is there, who's the number two wide receiver technically in that offense.
I don't think he's locked into that. Like, they like Chad Williams. They spent draft capital on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think at this point I'd take a chance on Kirk finding a role somewhere, but
Terrence Williams, Antonio Callaway.
Has Corey Coleman been cut yet?
I don't think so.
Cardinals coach Steve Wilks says Christian Kirk has played himself in the mix. That's like a week old for the number two receiver job.
Blah, blah, blah. Man, they paid Burt a bunch of money to back up Danny Amendola.
Yeah, well, no, they're playing Burt on the outside.
Neil Dutton, Christian Kirk could be late round steal in fantasy football. I'm just searching Twitter to read positive comments to you guys about Christian Kirk.
No, they're
playing. Kirk didn't play in the final regular preseason game.
That's good.
I'm pretty firmly on Team Kirk here with these options.
It'd be my first time drafting him in any format, I think. Baker just went.
Kirk and Chad Williams were the two that sat, by the way, the final preseason game.
So Bryce Butler played it?
Sounds like it.
Let me just...
Geronimo Allison also played the fourth preseason game for the Packers, though, so it doesn't mean everything.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Boy, Jonathan Williams just went. So the other guy to consider there would be Tyler Boyd. Like, we know what his role is. It's the third.
Yeah, I kind of think he's got some undiscovered
Kirk,
upside.
Kirk just went.
Damn.
I actually was just reading a Sean Siegel article about how, like, Boyd was this, like, amazing college player and also has been productive, if not amazing, in the NFL thus far. So I kind of think maybe he's got a little...
With Kirk gone, I honestly don't care.
I would say Boyd or Albert Wilson because I know they have roles in the offense.
But do we?
Yeah, I go Boyd.
Care Boyd about that with the receiver group that we have? We're just so stacked. It just
I would rather get Procise here for sure.
Okay.
What about Fat Rob? Like, is there?
Yeah, Bryce Butler did play that preseason game.
Is there any interest?
Not that it matters now, but with in who?
Fat Rob.
No,
I don't think so.
I have none.
Procise and Alfred Morris are both here.
Is there any interest in just taking a stab on a New England guy?
I think Dorsett's already gone, so it would just be CPAP.
Okay.
Wait, Philip Dorsett got cut or got picked?
He got picked. Somebody took Caleb Sturgis, so we need another kicker.
That was our guy. I don't have anybody else.
There's no starting kickers left.
What about the Pinheiro dude for Oakland?
I think
he's just hurt to start the season.
I don't think we should take a third kicker if we don't know if they're even going to play.
Yeah, because they have Mike Nugent on the roster as well.
Yeah, Pinheiro and Nugent are competing for kicking responsibilities.
I think we just roll two kickers now, the way it is. So then, what you do, you can take the Colts D if you want a third D, or we could just take Procise and Alfred Morris at running back. And come back at the. I feel like these receivers at this point doesn't matter. Like, we kind of missed the boat with Anunua, Kirk, or Brown.
So the only thing about that is then we're locking in not having kicker information come to us that we can figure out a third kicker if we take two running backs, because we definitely want a ninth wide receiver.
True. So you got to
take Indianapolis and Procise.
I took Procise. We have a minute left.
Okay. Well, the Colts locks that information out as well.
Yeah.
You know what? I actually feel good about both of our defenses. So I think we go.
I think if you want to buy time, Drew, take a
receiver. I think we take the receiver.
Morris seems like
I'm going to take Albert Wilson
here, but
yeah.
Albert Wilson. God. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now let's try to figure out if there's any kicking situation that we can invest in.
Hey everyone, I wanted to take a minute to tell you about Apex Fantasy Leagues, the best place to play online season-long fantasy football for money. There is a skill-based format where you play two games per week, and there's industry-leading payouts where Apex actually adds money to the payout pool. They really ensure that the best fantasy players get the good return on their investment. Apex hosts 12-team PPR leagues that provide a variety of drafting options, live or email, snake draft or auction. You also have the flexibility to sign up for a league just hours before the draft. On top of that, Apex pretty often puts extra money from their profits into the prize pool to make sure that leagues get filled. Apex also offers dynasty leagues in a variety of formats. And finally, Apex is the place to play if you want to win big money in a format that mitigates randomness. Not only does Apex have the highest payouts in the whole industry on a percentage basis, but it also features both blind bidding, free agent acquisition budgets, so that all free agent acquisitions are fair, and two matchups per week, one versus a head-to-head opponent and the other versus the league average, so that, you know, you don't get screwed when your opponent has the most points and you have the second most points. You're still going to come out of that week with a win. You can compete every week without worrying about arbitrary strength of schedule. Give it a try. I promise you will love it. Go to apexfantasyleagues.com today and sign up. And now let's get back to the show.
Maybe that Tyler Bertolotte guy, but you just said they signed those guys. The Jets haven't informed either of their kickers if they've made the team or been cut, referring to Jason Myers and Tyler Bertolotte.
We're literally doing this on cut day. This was like a little – this is like a brutal time to be trying to figure out kicker news.
Better than yesterday, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if we end up with two kickers, I don't think it's the end of the world.
No. I just think this buys us time to try to figure out if there is one that...
Is Randy Bullock gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's gone. Jason Myers, the Jets kicker. Oh, no, that's the Bertolotte situation. My bad.
Yeah, it's the same. Pinero just sounds like a health thing. They don't know. As rookie Eddie Pinero rehabs, Mike Nugent is preparing to be the week one kicker. If that does happen, you're ready. It just sounds completely up in the air for Oakland. I refuse to take a third kicker if it's not a guaranteed job.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, I think we made our bed, and now we got to lie in it. We just got to take our medicine.
Honestly, I know we missed out on Inunua, but we probably played that fine.
If I could do it all over again, I would have taken Steven Goskowski. There's probably a guy in here who has like Aaron Rodgers and three kickers, two good defenses, and he just took like Jack Doyle and Njoku or something, and his roster is like fine, and he feels great about every position.
I mean, dude, if the only thing we feel bad about is kicker, I think we're fine.
Like, yeah.
Spoken like a true high stakes noob.
But yeah, I can't find any other kickers other than this Pinero guy, the Pinero Myers situation that.
Yeah, the Oakland or Jets.
The Oakland Jets. So I'm going to try to set up tweet decks to see if I can find any information.
Yeah, I've got them, but I don't see anything. Running back.
Alfred Morris is still there in the 25th round.
I mean, we have to take
it,
right?
Because it's a full PPR, but I'm fine taking him at this point.
I mean, it doesn't matter. At this point, like, if you get a startable week from these guys, you're winning.
God, I hate preseason. Like, there's just quotes that say literally the exact opposite everywhere you look.
Do we want to try and take a third tight end, or is that officially off the board?
Luke Wilson.
I kind of like Jonnu Smith with Delanie Walker still dealing with this toe thing.
Yeah, I think if we took a tight end, that would be my pick as well.
That's fine. What if NDD comes all the way back? Do we just take NDD and take a third D?
I think I'd rather take a random running back, but
okay. Somebody took Mike Nugent.
I mean, I don't even want to look, but I guarantee someone in here has four kickers.
I guess we don't have to take a running back. I mean,
I feel fine with our running back situation personally.
Yeah. If Rex is bad, we're screwed anyway.
No, not at all. I mean, we still have Javorius Allen, Bilal Powell, and the Colts.
We've locked down the Colts backfield. That's true.
Well, we could really lock it down.
Naheem Hines.
Naheem.
Okay, Aguayo just went. So people are taking kickers that have a chance to get cut.
This is the edge. This is the edge I was telling you about, Drew.
Yeah, the edge they have over us. They know. Hey, Tyler got picked.
Like, don't you really feel like these people know something we don't know?
No, not at all.
I am checking Jason Myers' career kicking stuff to see if he would get picked up by someone else. He was not on a roster last year, so. Or did he get hurt?
He was hurt. Right, he was the old Jacksonville kicker.
He was good in Jacksonville. 81% of his field goals made.
So I feel like that's the move. You take the veteran over the rookie, because then you just think like, well, if this vet doesn't make Jacksonville, he'll come into Minnesota when they cut Carlson or whatever. Carlson, like, actually, you know what? Not a bad thing to think, because Minnesota cut Kai Forbath, but Carlson also missed like 3 kicks in the preseason.
I'm not taking a kicker without a job. Okay. I can't do it.
I mean, would you take – is Dez Bryant on the board? Where did Dez Bryant go? Isn't that amazing that Dez Bryant isn't signed? People still take him. Like, he goes in, like, the 14th round of best ball drafts.
It is pretty crazy.
I haven't taken him once.
I took him in one. I've stopped that, but since, though. I did take
you think
so? Like, someone's I see someone replying to a tweet that says Jason Myers was 3 for 3 and hit from 58 last night for the Jets. Watch out.
How old is – I mean, 4 hours ago, I have – the Jets haven't informed either of their kickers.
No, that's correct. But he was Jets Wire's preseason week 4 player of the game, so.
I vote Jason Myers based off the strength of that information alone.
He made a 58-yarder last night. Good Lord.
Marcus Murphy.
Kai
Forbath, legitimately not on a team.
From Rich Samini last night, players who have helped their chances of making the team: DT Xavier Cooper, safety J.J. Wilcox, and kicker Jason Myers. And tight end Clive Walford, who I think I have as the starter for them, so I'm confused who their starter is if he wasn't going to make the team.
Jordan Leggett and Eric Tomlinson.
Okay.
Eric Tomlinson's like a goat blocker.
Going to have to update those projections.
I can't believe you had Clive Walford listed as a starting tight end for the Jets.
That's Roto-World's depth chart has him listed that way.
You want to know who does the Roto-World depth chart? Can I take you guys?
You got AJ McCarron as the with some rushing touchdowns this morning.
You got to audit me.
So it was like actually shocking for me to learn this, but like literally it's just one of their like interns they have doing the depth chart. Like Justin Bailey used to do it for them. And like when I realized that, I never went to look at the Roto-World depth charts again.
Yeah, so, it's one of those things that just makes you feel better.
It's
nothing against Justin, but it's just like, I know Justin, he's a smart football guy, but it's like, oh, and relatively speaking, all of this is just his opinions about the game. Like, it's not a hard and fast thing. Those steps. Yeah.
So what are we doing here? We're taking Alf Morris.
Joe Williams was waived. I guess that's not that surprising, but.
Who was waived?
Josh Gordon to resume practicing on Monday.
Tyler Boyd just went.
Joe Williams was waived.
I mean, that's definitely a point in favor of Alfred Morris.
All right, so Leone doesn't want to take a kicker without a confirmed job.
You're the boss. If you're fine with Jason Myers and Alfred Morris, I'm fine with Jason Myers and Alfred Morris.
We only have one pick. Between the two.
Oh, this is literally the last pick.
Yeah, this is it.
I'm team third kicker. Yeah. This is going to be hilarious if Alfred Morris has a 1,000-yard season and just crushes and we skip on him.
We took a third kicker who wasn't.
You know what? Team Alf. He's done it before. He can do it again.
Okay, we'll take Alf. I hope he gets sniped and then we have to take a kicker. He did. Oh, my God. It happened.
He literally got
– I would take Nyheim Hines over Jason Myers.
No, we should take a third tight end. We should take Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith?
Yeah.
Nyheim Hines.
I cannot believe we got sniped in the 26th round of this draft.
All right, so what are we doing?
I vote Jonnu.
I vote Nyheim Hines. Okay.
You go third tight end or upside running back, Drew. You got to pick.
I'm going running back, I guess. We have all the Colts running backs.
Please be good, Andrew Luck. If Andrew Luck is good, this is a good situation.
I mean, the running back's got to score at some point. We have to have the one that scores, right?
This is finally the year that Christine Michael happens.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. What an odyssey that was.
I, like, kind of hate that pick, but at the same time, I think it was the right pick. I mean,
I think for roster construction purposes, I'd really rather have the third tight end, but I get it.
I was gonna take the kicker. I was strongly considering taking.
I would have felt much better with a third tight end or third kicker, personally. So the team is Roethlisberger, Tannehill, McCaffrey, Burkhead, Mack, Howell, Wilkins, Javorius Allen, Chase Edmonds, C.J. Proceis, Nyheim Hines. Wide receivers are Julio Jones, Josh Gordon, Sammy Watkins, Cooper Kupp, Keelan Cole, Chris Godwin, Tyra Williams, D.D. Westbrook, Albert Wilson, tight ends Travis Kelce, Ricky Seals-Jones, two kickers, two defenses.
Two kickers, two Ds, two tight ends, two QBs. So we got a lot of
the opposite of anti-fragile. We went highly fragile.
Oh, when Jason Myers is announced as a kicker, I'm going to tilt.
Yeah, big tilt.
I mean, are you guys, like, how many points do you think that's likely going to cost us?
So, if he's the kicker, I think it probably costs us, like,
20 points.
Yeah, 20 to 30 over the course of the season.
Yeah, I agree.
I'll take that. I'll bet you guys 30. I'll take that bet.
How do you quantify that?
It's very easy. It's best ball. You just add up the points that he outscores our top two kickers.
Okay. Yeah, if you track it, I'll bet that.
Wait. What's the line versus Hines? I'll track it.
Oh, versus Hines?
What's the line versus Hines?
So I'm going to say Hines is worth, like,
obviously less than 20 to 30.
Yeah, maybe 5 to 10.
So you're saying the line is...
So I'd say like 20 to 25. I'll go 22 and a half.
Okay, I'll take that. What action do you want on it? 100?
Yeah, 100's fine.
Davis, do you want that action?
But that is...
If he wins the job...
Week one, yeah.
If he wins the job week one, I got it.
Yeah.
Davis.
No, you're not talking me into making a kicker bet.
Yeah, I'm going to win this bet so easily. I hope he gets the job now.
If he gets the job and Catanzaro gets cut, you lose immediately.
Yeah, Catanzaro isn't getting cut.
Okay, I'm just saying. Like,
I still don't lose immediately.
I mean, yeah, as long as he gets 20. Well, I guess he'd have to outscore the other kicker, correct?
And he could still get cut.
He could, yeah.
I mean, he could get cut a week into the season.
Fascinating kicker talk. Cutting it off, guys. Everyone, thanks for going through this odyssey with us.